ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
So Bhagwan says in slok number 18 of chapter 4, Karmani akarma ya pasyed akarmini cha karmaya sa buddhiman manusyesu sa yukta krishna karma krita. Who is buddhiman? Bhagwan says buddhiman is that person who recognizes or sees karmani akarma in action, in karmani. Inaction, akarma. So I am doing karma, but I have to make those karma as akarma. Akarma. This is what we have to do. We have to make all our karma as our karma. And akarmani cha karma paset. And inaction, he is seeing action. In inaction, in akarma, he is seeing karma. Akarmani cha karma. Sa buddhiman manusyesu. He is buddhiman. Sahayukta, he is yogi. And Krishna Karmakrit, he is the true performer of action. He is rightly performing in the world. Others are not. Then he says, such paramatma, such mahatma, yasya sarve samarambha kam sankalpa varjitaha jnana agni dagda karmanam tam ahu panditam buddha. Buddha means the wise people call him a pandit. Who is this pandit? It's not the pujari which we know as pandit. Shankaracharya defines pandit as panda atma visaya buddhi yesam tehi pandita. Whose buddhi has got this atma vidya. Atma vidya. That means who is a jnani. Jnani is said here pandit. So who is this jnani? How is he acting? Yasya sarve samarambha. This jnani is sarve, all samarambha, undertakings, all his actions. Kama sankalpa varjitaha. Kama sankalpa varjita means devoid of all desires, kam and sankalpa, fanciful thinking that this desire will give me joy. Jnana agni dagda karmanam, and whose actions are burnt by fire of knowledge. Fire of knowledge. Tamahu panditam buddha, and such person, some person is called pandit by the wise people. So he is a paramartha darsi, yasya paramartha darsina. He knows ultimate reality. He knows the atman, or in this context, he knows the essence of karma, akarma, and vikarma. What is the essence of karma, akarma, and vikarma? That atman is akarta. Atman is akarta. So while acting, where is his mind? While acting, such Mahatma's mind is in Atma, in Akarta Atma. So where is our mind when we act in this world? Our mind is in the fruit of action. In dollar, kitna milega? That is there. And what is in the mind of Mahatma? Not on the fruit of action, but his mind is in Atman. Sarve samarambha, all actions are noble. Why they are noble? Because they are based on Shastra. He follows Shastra. Therefore, all his actions are noble actions. Kam sankalp varjita, he does not superimpose any joy content in that desire. Sankalp means fanciful thinking. Fanciful thinking. So what is the desire? What is the cause of desire? Pre-stage of desire is sankalpa. And what is the cause of sankalpa? Vasana is the cause of sankalpa. What is the cause of vasana? Agyan is the cause of vasana. So from agyan comes vasana, from vasana comes sankalpa, from sankalpa comes kama, from kama comes karma. These are the steps. Karma. So ultimate source of karma is agyan. Agyan. Root cause of karma is agyan. If the root cause of karma is agyan, can you remove agyan by karma? Think. Think. Can you do by koti karma? By doing koti karma, can you remove the source of karma, the ultimate source of karma, the ultimate cause of the karma? Is agyan. No, you cannot. Understand clearly. By karma, we cannot remove agyan. Why? Because the root cause of all karma is agyan only. Agyan can be removed only by gyan, not by karma. Not by karma. So how he is doing the gyani? Gyani's karma are not kamya karma. They are niskam karma. Whenever gyani does any act in the world, it is not his own selfish desire. We all act for sukh only. He knows the source of sukh. Why should he act for the sukh in the world? No. He acts out of joy, not for joy. So how jnani became like this? Jnanagni dagda karmanam. Because he burned his ignorance by what? Fire of knowledge. Fire of knowledge. And what is that knowledge? Knowledge is that his doership is burnt by atmajnan. Atmajnan. And what is the essence of karma, akarma, and vikarma? Akarta atma. So he knows akarta atma, and he knows I am that atman, and atman is akarta. With this, he acts in this world. So action done with this knowledge will not give you pap and punya and will not create vasana. This is the science. Understand this science. If we act as a karta, then we are bhokta also. We have to take or enjoy or suffer our fruit of action. Maybe in this life or after 1 million life. To experience that fruit of action, we may have to take 1 million time birth. Because karta has to be bhokta. But if I become akarta, I am not bhokta also. The jnani has got this knowledge. So when he acts, no pap punya, no vasana formed. So he is making all his karma as akarma. So akarma will not leave any impression. He will not leave any impressions of likes and dislikes. So such pandit, such jnani can... Now, after the knowledge has dawned, he can be acting in the world for lok sangraha. Lok sangraha means not for collecting people, but for showing people the right path. This is called lok sangraha. Gurudev did this thing. Lok sangraha is such a beautiful knowledge. The people are suffering. I must give this knowledge to the world at large so that the people can come out of the sorrow. So he is a Mahatma but Pravritti Margi, and there is another Mahatma who is Nibritti Margi. He is a Jnani also. He is Jnani also, but he is not acting in the world. He does only to maintain his body. Some bodily actions are going on. Next verse, 20.
त्यक्त्वा कर्म फलासंगम् नित्यतृप्तो निराश्रयः कर्मण्यभिप्रवृत्तोऽपि नैव किञ्चित् करोति सः त्यक्त्वा कर्मफलासङ्गं नित्यतृप्तो निराश्रयः कर्मण्यभिप्रवृत्तोऽपि नैव किञ्चित् करोति सः.
Now here, Mahatma number one, who is active, is a jnani. How he acts in the world? Tyaktva karma phalasangam. Tyaktva, having abandoned. What? Karma phala asangam. Karma phala asangam, attachment to the fruit of action. Understand clearly, it's not that he is acting and the fruit of action will not come. Fruit of action will come. But he is not attached to the fruit of action. Nitra tipta, ever content, nirashraya, depending on nothing, karmani abhipravitta api, and engaged in action, abhipravitta, na eva kinchit karoti sa, he does nothing. Though engaged in action, he does not do anything. Okay. So how he is making his all karma into a karma? Karma into a karma. He is doing in this way. He is nitra tripta. Why is nitra tripta? Ever content? Because he is jnani. He knows the source of all sukh. Nitra tripta. What is the source of all sukh? Atmani eva atmana tushta. Atma is the source of all sukh. And he is tushta. He is content. Where? In his atman. Okay, this contentment is attained by attaining self, which is of the nature of ananda. When one is happy within, with the immense sukh, he wants nothing. Suppose you have got $1 trillion in your bank, and you find one penny on the road. Will you pick up that penny? No. $1 trillion, ananta sukh I have got. I am not interested in that one penny. This worldly sukhs are for him like that penny only. Nirashraya, ashraya is home, does not mean that he does not stay in home or stays in open air. Atmajnani, nirashraya. We all have got a very good understanding about the sadhu and atmajnani. We have created all those things. He will not wear chappal. He will not travel in plane or in car. He will not use air condition. He will not sit on the dining table. One person in Kolkata said to Guruji, after Jnana Yoga, why you are eating on the dining table? You should eat on the floor. Why you are doing Jnana Yoga in the air conditioned auditorium? You should go into the field, make out. Oh, ek banao usko, canvas ka and all the people like that. See, understanding of the people. How can you stop? How can you stop? Nirashraya. We take refuge in the body, ashraya of the karma. Ashraya of karma, all actions can happen only through body, mind and intellect and senses. Through body, mind, intellect and senses. Without that, no action can happen. So nirashraya means who has given up identification with body, mind, senses and instrument. Nirashraya means who is disidentified with BMI and senses. That means he is nirabhimani, he is not identified with body, mind and senses. How abhiman comes, how ego comes? Ego comes when we are identified, when the Atma and Anatma come together, Abhiman comes. And he is Nirabhimani or Akarta itartha. He is Akarta. In ego, what is the definition of Ahankar? Aham Karta iti Ahankara. In Tattvabodh we have studied. Aham karta. But he considered himself akarta. Akarta. Taktva karma phala asangam. Taktva karma phala asangam. Asangam means the strong attachment. Why he has given up this asanga? Because he is nitya tripta. Because nitya tripta, therefore, he is not interested in the fruit of action, not attached to the fruit of action. He is akarta, hence not attached to karma. So two things you will find in Jnani, two things. Not attached to karma, because he is akarta. Not attached to karma phal, because he is nitya tripta. Understand the science. We are going a bit, little bit in deep. Not attached, Jnani is not attached to karma because he is akarta. Jnani is not attached to karma phal because he is nitya tripta. Ever content. If a person acts in this world with this understanding that I am nitya tripta and akarta, what will be the state of mind? His state of mind will be, he will be giving full attention and there will be dexterity in action. Dexterity in action will be there. Thus, in enormous activities, such persons remains in core of Atma. Enormous activity. Where is his mind? Atma. I am akarta Atma. Because he is niskam karmi. We are all kamme karmi. So where is our mind? Not in akarta Atma. My mind is in the phal, in the fruit of action. And such person does nothing as he knows the tattva. What is that tattva? Akarta Atma. That is tattva. So such person, Jnani, sees all actions of the body, mind and senses as superimposed on Atma. He has understood the real nature of Atma. He is Buddhiman. He is Brahma Jnani. He is Brahma Jnani. And he is able to see Atman in midst of all action. He is acting upadhi, he is conditioning, body, mind, intellect, these are all functioning, senses are functioning, but his mind is there in Atman. So there are two ways we can do the karma. One is the karma yoga, which we have seen in chapter 3. Here Lord says we can do other way also. Yasya sarve samarambha kama sankalpa varjita jnana agni dagda karmanam tamahu panditam buddha. This we have just now discussed. We can do this way also. If I consider myself as karta, then a karma will also become karma. What is a karma? Not doing anything with effort. I am not doing anything. And I want fruit of action, a fake sadhu, not doing thing with effort, but expecting the devotees will come and give him something. Expectation is there. So in such case, I become karta, because I am putting in effort to become doing nothing. So Jnani has no kartitva, hence no vasma formation. Karmani avipratapi, he is fully in action, but still naiva kinchit karoti sa. Naiva kinchit karoti sa. Like small baby moves hands and legs, smiles, etc. Always in action, but not strained. You'll find the infant, how much they exercise continuously. We can't do that much. How much they do? Not strained. But sometimes physically they are strained and go to sleep also. But there is no kartitva, no vasana is formed. There is no tension, there is no stress in a baby because the doership is not there. But we all have got the doership. Since the doership is there, then therefore we have got tension, stress, etc. Desire also comes because of all that. And how Gurudev acted? Gurudev acted like that. Akartitva, no karta bhav. Whenever he used to come to one center and go away from that center, he will not think about that center. Chala gaya. Somebody asked him, Gurudev, what will happen after your death? You are making so many centers. Then he said, I don't care. I don't care. Mahatma don't care. Our Guruji has handed over the charge. Worldwide head given us that. Not concerned. We are not able to give up burnt toaster also. That also we save it. And Guruji gave that empire $1 billion to, okay, now you become head and you run the show. See? This akartitva is needed. So we find once Durvasa went to Dwarka and with his sister and said, I am hungry, please cook for 16,008 Ranis are there, 68,000 of Krishna. They said, okay, Mahatma has come. They all cooked, 16,008 cooked for Durvasa and all the sister. Durvasa ji came back after taking bath and he ate. After that he asked, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? He said he has gone on the other side of Yamuna. So send him information. At that time there was no cell phone. Na, ki bulal, Krishna, come here. Durvasa ji has come. No. So messenger has to be sent. So messenger said the Yamuna river is in spate. I can't cross. Then Durvasa said, okay, go and tell to Yamuna river that if Krishna is Bal Brahmachari, he has got 16,008 wives. And with each wife, he has got children. If Krishna is Bal Brahmachari, then the river should give him way to go or cross the river. And river came. Went to the other side. When he reached the other side, the messenger said, Durvasa ji has come, you have to come there. Okay, okay, you go and I am coming. Then again, in the meantime, Yamuna river is again in spate, came back to Krishna and said, this is the state, how can I cross? When I came on the other side, I said, if Krishna is Bal Brahmachari, it gave me, what should I say now? He said, you go and tell, if Durvasa has not eaten, 16,008 wives fed him, you go and tell river Yamuna that if he has not eaten or he has eaten durva grass, yet sumptuous khana, na, sumptuous, all the Rani's cooked good food, you go and tell river. And the messenger said, and river gave again way to cross. So what is the reason? Both of them, Lord Krishna and Durvasa, don't have doership. Therefore, no enjoyership. No enjoyership. So this will happen with the Jnani like Durvasa only. So there is another type of Mahatma. This is the Mahatma is very pravitta. And now another is a Nibritta Mahatma, not active. After Brahma Jnana, you can be very active, spreading the knowledge like Gurudev, or inactive, staying at one place, Tapobanji Maharaj. Koi aa jayega to bata denge, nahi aayega to I am not going down and spreading the knowledge. 21.
Nirashiryata chittatma.
Nirashiryata chittatma.
Tyakta sarva parigraha.
Tyakta sarva parigraha.
Shariram kevalam karma.
Shariram kevalam karma.
Kurvannapnoti kilbisham.
Kurvannapnoti kilbisham.
Nirashiryata chittatma. Tyakta sarva parigraha. Shariram kevalam karma, kurvannapnoti kilvisham.
So now two verses, 21 and 22, for this Mahatma who is not active, nirasi, without hope, without desire. This Mahatma also has got no desire. Yat chittatma, yat means control, chitta means mind, atma means what? Atma here means body and senses. Atma means body and senses. He has controlled body, mind and senses. Tyakta sarva parigraha, having abandoned all sense of possession. Tyakta sarva parigraha. Everything he has abandoned. Okay. Then kurvan kevalam sariram karma, doing merely bodily action. Na apnoti kilvisham, and he incurs no sin. No sin. So he is not spreading knowledge. What he is doing? Only some bodily action. Nirasi. Nirasi. Nirgata asisa. No hopes, desires. Why no hopes and no desires? Because nitya tripta. Why nitya tripta? Because he is a brahmagyani. Atmani atmanayev tushtah. He has got the source of all sukh. Nitya tripta. Yachitatma, full control on mind and body and senses. Tyakta sarva parigraha. Sarva parigraha? Pakkar mahatma, nothing, no possessions. No possessions whatsoever. No watch, no mobile phone. So there is no desire for self. No desire for self. Koi kaam hi nahi hai. No kamya karma, no selfish action. And since no possession, hence no desire of maintaining them. We have got the possession, therefore we have to maintain. We have to maintain. We have to maintain our house. We have to maintain our car. We have to maintain everything. And this Mahatma has got nothing. Not even mobile phone. If you have got a mobile phone, Mahatma has got a mobile phone, then he needs a charger. If you have a charger, then you need electricity. If you need electricity, then you have to have a home. And now then sansar suru. Sansar starts from there. He has nothing. Sariram kevalam kurvanna. Actions only to keep or maintain the body. Body needs food. Many things that Mahatma will not eat. No? A brahmagyani will not eat. These are all misunderstandings. So body needs food. Therefore, limited actions for getting viksha only. Rest of the time, what he is doing? Is he sleeping? No. He is meditating on Atman. Meditating on Atman. Na apnoti kilvisham, since no doership because of Atmagyan, hence no sins. So for maintaining action, very few actions are needed. We all put how many hours to eat two chapatis in morning and two chapati in evening, four chapati in all. And then we start thinking that I will live for 100 years and I must so much of money, I will not be working, I will be retiring and this and that. We don't take into account whether we will be living or not, number one. We don't take into account whether I will be able to eat or not. That also we don't know. Whether I will be able to eat sweet or not. Nahi pata hi nahi abhi. We don't know. But we are accumulating, maintaining and all that. Nirasi, who is without desire or hope. So what is this hope? Started a new project and we hope it will be complete in time. Many of you have got to take the project in your office, one after another project. Ek aya, okay, now we have to complete this project in time. Okay. Students, they also have got hope, asa. They appear in the exam and they want to get through. So when I give discourse on Gita, Uncle Ji is giving discourse on Gita, I also have got hope. What? Many people will listen. My hota nahi hai. I am thinking hope, asa. Okay. Even in the old man on the deathbed, asa is there. He wants to live. Asa is continuously there. Therefore, normally they say, jab tak saans, tab tak aas. Desire is continuously there. Continuing in the next verse, verse number 22.
Yadrichalava santushtaha.
Yadrichalava santushtaha.
Dvandvatito vimatsaraha.
द्वन्द्वातीतो विमत्सरः
समसिद्धावसिद्धौ च
समसिद्धावसिद्धौ च
कृत्वापि न निबध्यते
कृत्वापि न निबध्यते
यदृच्छलाभसन्तुष्टः द्वन्द्वातीतो विमत्सरः समसिद्धावसिद्धौ च कृत्वापि न निबध्यते
यदृच्छालाभ संतुष्ट कंटेंट विद व्हाट एवर कम्स विदाउट एफर्ट यदृच्छालाभ संतुष्ट भगवान ने भेज दिया प्रारब्ध है इट विल कम इट विल रीच यू द्वंद्वातीत फ्री फ्रॉम द्वंद पेयर ऑफ अपोजिट द्वंद मीन्स पेयर ऑफ अपोजिट विमत्सर फ्री फ्रॉम एनवी सम सिद्धौ असिद्धौ सिद्धौ सक्सेस असिद्धौ फेल्योर इवन माइंडेड सिद्ध असिद्ध च कृत्वा अपि न निबध्यते दो एक्टिंग ही इज नॉट बाउंड दिस वे दैट निवृत्त आत्मा वन इज अ प्रवृत्त महात्मा एंड दिस इज निवृत्त महात्मा ही एक्ट सो कंटेंट विथ व्हाट कम्स टू हिम विदाउट एफर्ट फ्री फ्रॉम फियर ऑफ अपोजिट्स एंड एनवी इवन माइंडेड इन सक्सेस एंड फेल्योर दो एक्टिंग ही इज नॉट बाउंड Though acting, he is not bound. He is making his karma as a karma. Karma as a karma. Yadichcha labh santushta, satisfied with whatever has come to his own. It comes because of his prarabdha. It comes because of his prarabdha. He does not save it. He is content in all situations. Okay, such mahatma dhoti is torn. Doesn't matter. If somebody gives me a new dhoti, that also is okay, acceptable. Okay. इन वजगोविंदम शंकराचार्य जी से रथ्या चरपट विरचित कंथ पुण्य पुण्य विवर्चित पंथ योगी योग नियोजित चित्त रमते बालोन्मत्पति एव रथ्या चरपट विरचित कंथ व्हाट इज बीरिंग रथ्या चरपट इन अर्लियर टाइम्स द टेलर यूज टू कट द क्लोथ एंड व्हाट एवर द स्मॉल पीसेस दे विल थ्रो ऑन द रोड एंड सच महात्मा विल कलेक्ट ऑल दोस देम एंड देन ही विल स्टिच देम एंड मेक ए ड्रेस Kantha dress. In Bengal, they have got a fashion, Kantha dress, a different type of pieces of clothes then stitched together. Oh, this is Kantha. Oh, very good. Yogi, yoga, niyoja, chitta, punya, punya, vivarchit, pantha, and his pantha, his karma, how is that punya and punya did not give? Why? Because he is making all karma as a karma. How? Because he is not akarta. He is, no, I am akarta atma. Even while acting, His mind is the akarta atma. Yogi yoga niyojit chitta, where is chitta? His chitta is in that atma. Ramate balun matvateva, and like a balak. Or like a pisach, or like a unmad. Three ways there we see their expressions. Like a balak. Like a child. Abhi gussa hai, abhi theek ho gaya. They start fighting with each other, then after that they all eat together. They become friends. But when we fight, what happens? We don't want to see their face for whole life. Mere ko aisa bol diya. Pisach, they want to live alone. Secluded place. Unmad. Nowadays people have got the wires and they put it something here, something there and they are talking. We say this is normal. But in earlier times, this person will talk. He is talking to Bhagwan, you know. Like a mad person, crazy. Other person, are kisse baat kar raha hai? You are alone and he says, I am talking to Lord. Unmad. So he is fully satisfied with whatever he has or whatever comes to him, whereas we are not satisfied with what we have. We always want which we don't have, thus never content. Batao, you ask yourself, are you content? When you came to this country, what was your goal? And how many times you have changed your goal? You have raised your bars. Itna chahiye. Still even now also, even after retirement also we are not content. It's over. Active life is over. Whatever you have collected, earned, and whatever provident point or saving 401, now it is stagnant. Are you content? Whole life you did as a karta, what you have earned, only this much. You are not able to increase it now. You can't increase it now. Dvandatita, one who has gone beyond the pair of opposite. What is this pair of opposite? Sheet, usna, heat and cold, man, apman, sukh, dukha, subha, subha, etc., etc., profit or loss. So in samadhi, we go beyond all that. We go beyond. Because these are all at the upadhi level. Upadhi level. So his mind is not there. Like a baby, small baby. Small baby is running here and there without dress. Where is baby's mind? Baby is smiling. But we all say same, same, same. Where is our mind? See? Where is our mind? We tell baby same, same, same. Where is baby's mind? Bimasara, nirbhaira, no anger, hatred from anything. There are some more to be discussed in this verse. We'll take up in our next class.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.